Report, Biden allies launch new group to promote far-left agenda. By Jacob Bliss on June 29, 2021. Allies of President Joe Biden, who spent tens of millions to get him elected, are starting a new nonprofit advocacy group set to promote the radical legislation agenda of the administration, according to a report. The group, Unite the Country Now, will play as the nonprofit branch of the conveniently similarly named Super PAC. Unite the Country, which spent around $50 million to help Biden get elected, Axios reports. Recently, two Democrats, Mark Doyle and Amanda Loveday, who were behind it, officially incorporated the sister nonprofit in D.C. Unite the Country Now, according to the report, is set to swell an already formidable stable of independent pro-Biden outfits trying to get his top policy goals past recalcitrant congressional Republicans and some tough-to-wrangle Democrats. In turn, the group will also allow Biden's donors to support a group that is devoted to helping Biden and his far-left agenda. Axios was told by Loveday that we know from previous administrations just how vital it is to educate the American people about the policies and successes of the Biden administration. She added that their group would be able to expand their efforts beyond our election work to educating Americans about the far-left agenda the president has in store for America. Reportedly, the group is a 501(c) nonprofit, which is also known as a dark money group. That allows them not to be required to disclose any of its financial supporters. The Super PAC Unite the Country has reportedly received massive donations last year during the campaign cycle from people like Michael Bloomberg, Reid Hoffman, and Jim Simons. Loveday allegedly told Axios that the group is still undecided on if they will release the donors' names or just refuse donations from certain industries or from registered lobbyists or foreign agents. Axios noted, Unite the Country Now joined the growing list of pro-Biden groups created to spend unknown amounts of cash promoting the president's far-left agenda.